What is up, guys? Welcome to the Monday edition of Before You Bet. Andrew Cayley here with you again as Joe returns from Miami after covering UFC 299. Hope you guys followed Joe and Ro. They absolutely crushed all of their UFC 299 bets this weekend. And we hope to crush some more bets for you here today. Got another great show for you. I've got Cover's senior industry analyst here, Jason Logan, to talk about the ACC conference tournament. Plus, the Raptors play today. So I've got a few bets for you in the NBA. And a rare golf bet, because we've got the Players' Championship coming up this weekend. But first, as always, please hit that like and subscribe button so Joe will let me come back and join you guys once again. So let's get right into it and bring Jason in to talk this ACC conference tourney. Jason, how's it going today?
It's good. It's we've got March break here, so kids are home. The struggle is very real.
Very real. I shipped the kids out today, so I didn't have to worry about them while we did this here. So ACC conference tourney, usually in years past, there's teams that join teams like UNC and Duke. We've usually got like Virginia, Notre Dame is sneaky sometimes, or Florida State's always there. This year, it does not really seem like that. No. UNC, the plus 150 favorite to win the tournament. Duke just behind it, plus 160. Next closest team, Clemson, plus 850. Then you've got like Wake, plus 900, Pitt, plus 1200. I guess the big question here, Jason, is does anyone besides Duke or UNC have a chance to win the ACC tourney?
I really don't think so. You can find North Carolina right now, plus 175 at bet365. That's a bet that I like right now. I think North Carolina wins this thing, and they win it because they're the best defensive team. They win it because they have great coaching. They win it because they have great depth. I look at Duke. Duke has some great talent, but Duke has some terrible tendencies, and starting slow out of the blocks is something that they've kind of done all season. If you look at their betting splits, not a great first half bet. Very, very good in the second half. They pour it on. But should they find themselves out of Durham, on the road here in a neutral site game in D.C., and hit that snag early on, I think there's some teams, specifically a team like Syracuse, who could take them on in the third round should Syracuse advance. Now, the Orange are going to play the winner of the Louisville-North Carolina State game. I expect North Carolina State to come out of that, but DJ Horn, their top scorer, he got dinged up in the season finale, has a lower extremity injury, so we don't know what the Wolfpack are going to look like. So Syracuse could get a dinged up NC State team in the second round. And they've been playing fantastic, at least on offense, in the second half of ACC play. They play a quick pace. This is not Jim Boeheim's Orange team. They can score a ton of points, too. And they were able to kind of battle Duke in their meeting this year. They played in Durham January 2nd. It was a two-point game at half. And then, like Duke does, they turned it on, scored 51 points in the second half. I don't know if Duke's going to be able to do that on the road, or at least in this neutral site setting. So Syracuse is kind of a live underdog there for me. But that whole side of the bracket for Duke is very challenging. You have Clemson, you have Virginia, where North Carolina is going to be able to kind of beat up on some teams. Pitt and Wake Forest likely going to be their two toughest challenges. But I just see UNC. And at plus 175, that's the best price I've seen out there.
That's a pretty good price right there. What does Duke have to do to say we get this destined final in the ACC tourney, Duke, UNC? UNC obviously has won both meetings. They covered both meetings. What would Duke have to do to not only cover but win this matchup? Or is UNC just, do they just have, you said they're better defensively. Is that enough to take them over the top here?
Yeah, that's the one thing. And offense, especially when you go to a neutral site, like your offense may not travel with you. You may not shoot as well, especially where you're going to some of these larger venues and you're playing these tournaments at bigger venues. Sometimes the field of depth is a little off, so your shooters have a tougher time adjusting. Sometimes the rims might be a little stiffer than your home court. So I don't know if Duke's offense is going to travel as well, but defense tends to travel, and defense, good defense, always breeds easy buckets as well too. So you're able to convert those turnovers into transition points, into easy layups and things like that. So I think that's where the advantage falls into North Carolina. Duke has to play better defensively, and they have to play better in the first half. They cannot fall behind because that offense just might not be there in the second half, which is something that they've been able to do. They've been able to overcome some slow starts this season.
So would you say UNC is your best bet for the
Yeah, I mean, the difference, like you mentioned in the odds, like you're seeing Clemson plus 850, the other two 150, 160, 175 range. There is such a cutoff between those two. And for me, I think there's a pretty significant cutoff between UNC and Duke. And we saw that they went into Durham this past weekend, won the outright regular season tournament title, swept Duke. Gave it to the Duke, give it to the camera crazies as well, too. They were throwing stuff at them. We saw with a Filipowski trying to trip some classic Duke gamesmanship, trying to trip a guy while he's down. Nice to see that the Dukies haven't changed at all. But I think North Carolina is a class of that. And they're also pushing for a number one seed in the tournament. They're like a 1.5 seed right now, and they're going to need Tennessee to kind of stumble in the SEC. That's the other team who the brackets project getting that other number one seed. Because Purdue's probably baked into a number one seed. Yeah. UConn baked into a number one seed. Houston baked into a number one seed. Those are three givens. There's one up for grabs. It's Tennessee. They didn't play great at home, lost to Kentucky. I think they're susceptible to an upset in the SEC tournament, which is very, very deep and dangerous. I think the path sets up for North Carolina. The motivation is there. While it is tough to beat a team three times in a row, should they face Duke in the final, I just think they're a better equipped team and playing at a higher tier right now.
So ACC tournament getting underway tomorrow.
The odds still there's no odds yet. So I'm still waiting and we'll see. Like I said, like North Carolina's playing Louisville. I expect that line to be a little different depending on DJ Horn's status. This guy is he's a baller. He can fill it up. But should he not be able to play, that's going to change some things. Miami has some injuries as well, too. They're one of the first round games. So definitely some things to keep your eye on as odds come out, hopefully very, very soon. So I can get to work.
And we want that. But speaking of that, there is some conference tournament action. The smaller cons are getting into their semifinals and finals early this week. And I think you have a play for the Southern Conference semifinal. What do you got for us here?
Southern Conference final, I believe.
Southern Conference final, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, we got Samford and East Tennessee State matching up. This total has definitely ticked down. It was as high as 151.5. It's down to 146.5 at some places. But the one thing that we're seeing is that Samford's team total, not necessarily dropping too much. It was like 79.5. It's down to 78.5. You can get a minus. You can get even money on this at some places right now over the last few minutes. But for me, situationally, it works out well here for the Bulldogs. They play one of the quicker tempos in the league. They love to get up and down the floor, 15th in pace rating. Sixth in offensive efficiency at KenPom as well, too. And they average just about 85 points per game. We look at East Tennessee State, and they've been battling. This is going to be their fourth game in 4 days. They just played an overtime game last night. This is a team that is anchored in defense. However, the legs are going to be jelly here, especially when the Bulldogs turn up the tempo. So I expect Samford to run them into the ground, especially in the second half. And if we look at a lot of the game models right now, they are calling for 80-plus points from Samford. They were able to score over 80 at home against East Tennessee State earlier this year as well, too. So I like them to go over 79.5. Like I said, the team total is ticking down. That's why I kind of avoided the overall total, because what we're going to get from East Tennessee State, it's definitely going to be a challenge for them playing a team as fast and as furious as Samford. What is going to be a really tough turnaround for them coming off the overtime, 4 games, 4 days.
There you have it. Samford over 79.5 team total in the Southern Conference final, correct? That's what we're saying, the final here?
Yeah, 78.5 actually. It's down
78.5.
And like I said, you can find even money right now if you shop around. So
love it. So shop around, guys. Thank you so much, Jason, for joining us today. Go wrangle those kids and good luck.
Give me some ACC odds here, man. I got to get to work. Give me some ACC odds.
Thanks so much, Jason. Good luck with your
All right. Thanks, buddy. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, guys. So there you have it. Jason Logan doing some great work, and make sure to follow him once those ACC odds do hit the board. But now let's jump over to the NBA. I am the resident Raptors guy around here, for better or for worse. Tonight, the Raptors taking on the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic, and they are massive, massive underdogs, 14.5 points. Things have just been pretty ugly since Barnes has gone down with his broken hand. It's, like I said, not getting any easier tonight against the Nuggets. They've had some really slow starts without Barnes, 42 and a half first half points per game in the four games without Scotty. Nuggets have an underrated defense always, I find, 10th in defensive rating this season. Barnes is also not the only Raptor banged up heading into this matchup. Jakob Poeltl still out. RJ Barrett, who missed last game, is questionable. Bruce Brown, who's missed the last four, also questionable. Those are all key rotation pieces for the Raptors, so no wonder they're not scoring any points right now. But the other thing here is that I'm avoiding full game bets with the Raptors right now because they're getting beat so badly. Generally, they came back to tie things late with Portland, but they were down 18 to the Blazers after one quarter in their last game. Usually a team like the Nuggets will be able to lay off the gas here late. So preferring the first half spreads, first half totals, and in this case, the Raptors team total under 52 and a half. But we're going to pile on here by going with Nikola Jokic to go over 9.5 assists, which you get a nice plus 110 value. The offense isn't the only thing struggling for the Raptors. The defense has pretty much been bad since they did their little roster rebuild at the beginning of January. 29th in defensive rating since January 1st. And they're also giving up the third most assists per game. Jokic giving out a few more dimes lately. He's averaging 9.2 for the season. It's up to 10.2 over his last 10 games. And the key here is blowouts have not been a problem. Usually you see a number like this and it's like, oh, maybe the Raptors will get down a bunch and then the Nuggets will pull all their starters. I think Jokic could probably do it in a little more than three quarters of action here. Nuggets have 5 wins of 15 or more points in their last 9 games. Jokic has 11 or more assists in 4 of those matchups, and our covers prop projections has him at 10.1. Jokic over 9.5 assists here, plus money. I love that one. And now we're going back to the well. Maybe I'm a little stupid here. Darius Garland under 23.5 points. That's minus 122 now I'm seeing over at FanDuel. He burned us when I hosted the show on Friday. He went over 22.5 points against the best defense in basketball in the Timberwolves, put up 34 points in that game. But then he goes out against the Brooklyn Nets and he scores just 14. I think we're still getting overvalue prices for Garland in this market, considering Donovan Mitchell is still out. He's only gone over this number 3 times in his last 20 games and in just 2 of 6 in the games without Mitchell. Sounds like Mitchell will not play in this game once again. Suns defense, also an underrated defense. They rank 8th in defensive rating since the start of February and 8th in opponent effective field goal percentage all season long. So like I said, underrated Suns defense, still getting overvalued numbers here for Garland's market. Coverage prop projections has him at 21.9 points, so under 23.5 for Garland here tonight. And one more player prop for you guys. We're going to Ayu Dosunmu, over 3.5 rebounds. Love this price, plus 140, which I'm seeing over at Bet365. Like I said, great price here, mostly because he's gone under this number his last few games, but he's been grabbing many more boards as a starter as opposed to when he is coming off the bench. 3.4 rebounds per game as a starter as opposed to a season average of 2.7. Mavericks obviously do a terrible job of cleaning the boards. I guess that's what happens when your best rebounder is a guard, but they have the third worst rebounding rate in the NBA this season. Covers prop projection has him at 3.8 rebounds tonight. Love this bet at this money. So Dosunmu over 3.5 rebounds. Okay, guys, and to close things out today, a rare golf bet. The Players Championship is this weekend. The biggest purse on tour, so you know all the stars are going to be out. So let's get a bet for you here. Pete Dye's signature course is a beauty. It's tough, obviously. The 17th hole is one of the most iconic all in golf, but very tight fairways, small greens, water hazards on 17 of the 18 holes. It means big hitters don't really have a huge edge here, and it's not uncommon for guys who are leaders in total strokes games to miss the cut here because the variation at this course can be so drastic. So what I'm looking at this week, strokes gained approach, greens and regulation, and scrambling, big stats for me this week. So you're looking at someone, great all-round game. And of course, I'm describing Scottie Scheffler, but he is the plus 550 favorite. the reigning champion here, coming off a huge win at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So I want to look a little further down the board, and that is Will Zalatoris to win outright at plus 2,500. He looks so much better. It looks like he's fully recovered from his back surgery, which cost him most of 2023. He had a T2 at the Genesis, T4 this weekend at the API. His game really looks like it's coming together at the right time. He's top 10 in strokes gained approach, top 10 in scrambling. He just brings it all. He's kind of like, who am I thinking of here? I can't remember. Former winner. I'm just going to stumble all over my words right now. I apologize, guys. He's trending in the right direction to win a major, and I think this is the precursor here for Zalatoris. Plus 2,500. Really, really like that bet. A couple other guys to keep an eye on. Maybe a Tony Finau, Jason Day, who is a former winner here as well. So Will Zalatoris to win the Players' Championship at plus 2,500. Guys, thank you so much for joining once again today. Please, once again, hit that like and subscribe button. Joe, I believe we'll be back with you guys Wednesday. Good luck with all your bets, and we'll see you next time.